Deputy President William Ruto wants to be Kenya's next president. His main rival in the upcoming election, Raila Odinga, didn't show up for the presidential candidates' debate. Opinion polls show Raila has a lead over Ruto, but there are still enough undecided voters to swing it.
But opinion polls give him a small lead over you.
Opinion polls are opinion polls. We are here. 9th of August is around the corner. And do not trust opinion polls because sometimes they are skewed and doctored to fit a certain narrative.
Four candidates are running. The main contenders, Ruto and Raila, were meant to debate with each other.
Politicians in Kenya are not held to account very often, and out on the campaign trail, presidential candidates get to deliver their message to crowds of thousands of people without being asked any questions. Pro-democracy groups and the organisers of this event hope that here, on this stage, at least the candidates would hold each other to account, but half of the candidates haven't showed up.
I have tremendous respect.
So Ruto was on stage alone, answering questions from the moderators.
Your opponent, who did not turn up tonight, said he could not come to this debate because he did not want to face a man who has no regard for ethics, public morals, or shame. How do you respond to that?
Do you sincerely believe that that is the reason why he's not here?
Raila has the backing of outgoing President Uhuru Kenyatta, even though the two were bitter rivals in past elections, and the backing of most of the historical political establishment that's dominated Kenya ever since independence from British colonial rule. Out on the campaign trail, both Raila and Ruto have been promising to spend money to ease the soaring prices of food and fuel. They've been less clear about how they'll afford it, how they'll tackle Kenya's record high levels of debt, or the widespread corruption that's contributed to it. They've both held senior roles in previous governments under which borrowing grew and stealing of public funds was widespread. The debate was meant to give voters a chance to find out more.
Kenyan politicians famously exhibit impunity. You know, I think it's an important opportunity for the public to hold the presidential candidates accountable to the propositions that they make. Their manifestos are expansive. They're extremely ambitious. But nobody understands how they're going to implement those.
The polls on the 9th of August may show what difference Ruto's appearance or Raila's no-show have made on the undecided voters. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Nairobi, Kenya.